Good afternoon, everybody, and shalom aleichem. Baruch shehachiyanu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh, as we are all well aware. Baruch Hashem, this coming Monday, Shachris, the Woodside Synagogue, along with many other shuls in our neighborhood and around the country and around the world, are slowly beginning to reopen. We finally have the opportunity to enter our Beis HaKnesses, to enter our shul, to daven b'tzibur, and it's an awesome, incredible opportunity, and the schus and the excitement that we have is amazing. Now, of course, at the same time, I'm well aware that many of you watching are unable to come to shul. Either you're not yet comfortable, or you can't, you're prohibited, you don't have doctor's permission, or whatever the reason may be. And we respect that, and that's the right thing to do in your particular circumstance. But after all, at the end of the day, we have to still feel a general simcha for the tzibur, for the community, because it's a shul. And as shuls around the country and the world begin to come back, that means there's Beis HaKnesses. That means there's Tfilas HaTzibur. And the community and shuls are beginning to reemerge and come back together. What a simcha that is for Klal Yisrael. And as we begin to realize that not everybody could come back, and we're so sad about that, there's a certain element of privilege that exists now in coming to shul, and that exists for davening with a minyan. And indeed, really, always was a privilege to daven b'tzibur, to daven in a shul. But somehow, slowly, that privilege began to become not taken as seriously, and not as much appreciated as it should have been. And maybe it's taken these 12 weeks and 3 months, a quarter of a year, for us to really inculcate, and to acknowledge and to appreciate what it means to have a shul, to have a Beis HaKnesses, to daven b'tzibur. How lucky we are! And I think it's imperative that we begin to think about what it means to go to shul, what it means to have a Beis HaKnesses, what it means to have tefillah b'tzibur, to recalibrate, to rethink, and to retrain ourselves of the opportunity that we have to enter the makom of the Beis HaKnesses and to have a tefillah b'tzibur. And thus, I want us together to start thinking and talking and discussing and acting properly, appropriately, and how and what a shul is about, and how we could take advantage of the time that we have during the week and on Shabbos to use our shul and to use a Beis HaKnesses and to treat a Beis HaKnesses properly. And to do that, we have to go back to the first shul ever in Jewish history, as the Gemara tells us in Megillah and Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, that after Churban Bayis Rishon, Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Migle, and wherever we are sent into exile, Afal Pichin Shechin Imam, the Shechina will still be with Klal Yisrael wherever we may be. And the Gemara asks, Bibavel Hecha, where is the Shechina found in Golos of Bavel after we were exiled? And the Gemara tells us the following words, Amar Abai Bebe Knishna de Hutzal, Ubebe Knishna de Shaf V'Yosef Ben Arda. Abai explains, do you know where the Shechina is after it's been exiled from the Beis HaMikdash? It's in the Shul. It's in the shul in Hutzal, and it's in the shul of Shaf V'Yosef in Harda. And Rashi, commenting on this, explains that when Yechonya was exiled, he brought with him from Yerushalayim, from Beis HaMikdash, Avonim V'Ofer Sheviu Iman B'Galuson, he brought dust and stones with him into the Galus in order to rebuild the Beis HaKnesses and to use the Makom HaMikdash as the epicenter of our shuls. And the Gemara continues and quotes that Avuah de Shmuel and Levi and Rav Sheshes were sitting in this shul of Shaf V'Yosef in the Harda, and they saw the presence of Hashem. There was a conversation, a communication that took place between these great rabbis, Avuah de Shmuel, Levi, and Rav Sheshes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Marsha, commenting on this, Gemara explains that the reason that the shul was given the name Shaf V'Yosef, it was because the Shechina was shaf. It left the Makom HaMikdash once the Churban took place, V'Yosef, and it resettled in the Beis HaKnesses. The Hashras HaShechina that exists in the Makom HaMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash and first in the Mishkan, and was now moved, was exiled to the Beis HaKnesses, V'Yosef, and it was reestablished in this shul and in shuls throughout the world. And thus the Gemara continues and quotes the Pasuk in Yechezkel. V'ahi lahem l'mikdash ma'at. Yecheskel says there will be something called a mikdash ma'at, a miniature mikdash. What is it? Says the Gemara, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak, Elu batei knesios, ubate nidrashul shebebavil. The miniature mikdash, the mikdash mat that Yecheskel is referring to, is a reference to our shuls, to our bate knesios, to our bate medrash, wherever with Jew may be, whether it's in Bavil or whether it's in a different galus. Thus, the shul has to be understood as a base mikdash me'at, as a miniature temple, a miniature mishkan. It was the place, the Beis HaMikdash, where there was Hasharas HaShechina, where Karbanos were offered, where we saw the Reach Nichayach Lashem, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was so glorious and so great, and there was Gilui Panim. But once that left, there was Hester Panim. But the Gilui HaShechina revealed itself once again in each and every shul. And that's the Beis HaKnesses that we have today. It's the Mikdash Ma'at. And the Yalkut Shimoni says in Tehillim, and Remez, Tuf Reish Nun Tes, HaMispala B'soch Beis HaKnesses Olam Hazeh, somebody who davens in a shul today, in this world, Kilu Mispala B'Beis HaMikdash, it's as if they are davening in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yalkut, quoting the Medrash, quotes this pasuk in Yecheskel, Vahi Lachem L'Mikdash Mat, our miniature shuls are really a Beis HaMikdash, and when we daven in our shuls, it's as if we are davening in the Beis HaMikdash, and not only is it the Bavli and Megillah, but Yerushalmi says as well in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Zayin Amabez, Amra Pinchos B'Shem Rabashaya, HaMispal B'Beis HaKnesses, somebody who davens in a shul, Kilu Makriv Mincha Tahor, it's as if they're offering a holy, pure Mincha offering. And the Gemara continues and says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Dirshu Hashem B'Himatzo, we should seek God where He is found, asks the Gemara, Eichan Humatzo, where is Hashem found? Bebate Knesios, ubebate Midrashos, in the shuls and in the Beis HaMedrash. Thus today our Beis HaMikdash has been transformed and replanted in the Beis HaKnesses. And that's why the Gemara says in the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos, Tfilos Kineged Tmidim Tiknum. Our Tfilos of Shachris Mincha Marv are patterned after the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, the Hekter Chalavim Veivarim of Tfilos Mariv. Our shul is a miniature Beis HaMikdash, a Mikdash Ma'at. Our tefillos are like karbanos. Everything that we do in the shul has to be representative of living in a Beis HaMikdash. And not only is this true in Chazal, but if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Tur Beis Yosef, in the Gemara Maseches Megillah, which is the source of many halachos of Beis HaKnesses, you'll see multiple halachos of a shul that are dome, that are parallel, and that are similar to the Beis HaMikdash. Let's start in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. The Mechaber, quoting the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chavke, says, Bate Knesios, Ubate Midrashos, Ein Nohagim Bem Kalus Rosh. You can't act lightheaded, and you can't act silly in a shul. No kalus rosh, no schok, no hitul, no laughing, no joking inappropriately. V'sicha betela, idle chatter. Achila v'shtia, eating and drinking. Miskash en miskashtin ben, v'lo metayil ben, you can't wander and walk around shul wantonly. Why not? It's a Beis HaKnesses. What's wrong with doing these things? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Ki hei mikroi mikdash ma'at, as the Pasuk says, V'ahi lahem le mikdash ma'at. Our shul is a miniature mikdash. Ubimikdash ksiv es mikdashi tiro, and just like when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says you have to fear, tremble. When you enter the Beis HaMikdash, you're coming in front of a king of all kings, Melech Malchi Amlachim. Shehei moro shel ha-shochin ba'olav. The fear of the dweller of God in the Mikdash has to be present when you enter the Beis HaMikdash. And thus the same thing is true when we enter our Beis HaKnesses. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. You can't just have idle chatter. You can't joke and act silly and lightheaded. Kalus rosh, tzchok, hitul. Sicha betel, it's inappropriate. So much so that the Chafetz Chaim himself says in his Sefer, Chavetz Chaim, and the Ber Mayim Chaim, quoting many Rishonim, the Reim, the Smag, and the Smack, that this is a din d'oraisa. Just like as Mikdashi Tiro, fearing, trembling in the temple, was an Isser and a din d'oraisa, so too these are halachos mid'oraisa when it comes to entering the shul as well, because the pattern and the dimyon and the correlation between a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMikdash must be understood. But it goes much farther than that, because the Ramah in the end of Siman Kuf Nun Aleph says that the Bima has to be Be'emtza Beis HaKnesses. The Bima should be in the middle of the shul.
Shiyamad alayah ha-kori b'torah v'yishmu kulam. It should be in the middle so that everybody hears the kori b'torah. This simple understanding as to why the bimas be'emtz, according to the Ramah, is so everybody hears kriyas ha-torah. But the Gron, the Biar Gron, Shulchan Aruch here, as well as in the Tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer, Siman Chof Ches and Rechaim, says there's a different reason. And it's based upon the Gemara Mesechah Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph on the Beis, that in the Beis HaMikdash, where was the bima? Be'emtziyusa, in the middle. And just like the bima is when in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, so too the bima, where the Baal Kriya reads the Torah from, also should be in the bima. Because our shul is situated and is patterned and is built after the Beis HaMikdash. And it's not just true when it comes to the bima, the reason that we have an Aron Kodesh. The parochas on top in the Sifrei Torah inside is because in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash, there was the Aron that housed the Luchos, and on top of the Aron was the parochas. Our entire shul structure, the bima, the Aron, also has to be patterned after the Beis HaMikdash. And furthermore, the Maram Shik says in his Tshuvas on Rechaim, as well as in the Sefer Mishnah Rav Aaron, the Tshuvas of Rav Aaron Kotler Siman Yud Beis, that the reason for a Mechitza, the divide in an Ezras Nashim, is exactly based upon that Gemara as well in Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, that we also had a Mechitza and an Ezras Nashim, a section for men and a section for women in the Beis HaMikdash. And our shuls must be patterned after the Beis HaMikdash. We can't deviate an iota from the structure, from the building and the way we're supposed to act. But it continues well beyond that. And the Mechaber says at the end of Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, in Sif Yud Beis, Yesh Li Zohir, we should be careful, meticulous, and cautious. Milehishtamish ba'aliyah shalgabe beis haknes, is to use the roof and the attic of the shul. Tashmish kavua shel genai kagon lishkov sham, to sleep on top of the Beis HaKnesses, and to act inappropriately on top of a shul in an attic in an apartment, that's wrong. A tashmish kavua shel gnai, a regular action of gnai, of inappropriate activity, is inappropriate on top of the shul and on a roof and an apartment and in the attic that's on top of the shul. The Mechaber continues as shar tashmishim, when it comes to other activities on a roof, in the attic, in the apartment, on the top of the shul, yesh lehistapik. Mechaber says he's not sure. In mutter lishtamisham, whether you could use the roof, the attic, or an apartment building for average activities. Not for a tashmish shel genai. Not for things that are wrong or inappropriate. Well, what's the suffix? What's the basis of the debate? Either yes or no. So the Biar Gron, Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes here, says it depends how you look at the roof, at the attic of the shul. Do we say it's dome to the azara delonis kadesh? Is the roof, is the attic, is the apartment on top of the shul considered to be like the azara of the Beis HaMikdash that didn't have Kedushas Mikdash? Oh, yesh ledamoso l'alios heichal, or you should pattern it after the aliyah, the roof of the heichal of the Mikdash. The kaimelan diniskatshu b'kedushas heichal, the roof, and the aliyah, the attic, and anything on top of the heichal had kedushas ha-heichal. Ulefima shekosav says, the Mishnah Berurah, we are called a mikdash ma'at, a Beis HaKnesses is called a miniature, like Yecheskel says, a mini Beis HaMikdash, and therefore maybe we shouldn't even do activities that are not considered to be gnai on top of the roof. And the Ramah continues, and the Taz in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch says he feels that he was punished with the death of his sons because he lived on top of an apartment building in a shul. And maybe he said that's what he was punished for, because he didn't appreciate, notice, or recognize Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, that it's dome the Kedushas of the Heichal, and even living on top of it wouldn't be the right thing to do. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. And the Mechaber continues in Siman Kuf Nun Beis, talks about this as well. And the Ramah, quoting the Mordechai, says, "Asur listor davar mi Beis HaKnesses, elin kein osel manas linos." You can't destroy anything in the shul inappropriately that you don't need to, unless you want to rebuild that item. And the Mishnah Berurah again explains, based upon the Gemara Megillah, because it's considered to be no seitz even min haheichal. It's as if you're taking a stone from the heichal. The Asur, That's prohibited. Mishum shenemer, as the pasuk says, is mizbichosum titotzun losasun kein lashem elokeichem ubeis hakneses ubeis hamedrash gam kein nikra mikdash mat. Since the shul is called a miniature mikdash, just like your aser to remove avanim, stones from the heichal, so too it's prohibited to remove items that are connected to the beis hakneses or to the beis hamedrash if you don't need to destroy them or to remove them in order to beautify or to uplift or to restore a shul. Again, we see the similarity, the dimyon, the mikdash ma'at to the beis hakneses, lahalacha to the beis hamikdash. And one other halacha in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Yud, the Mechaber, quoting the Gemara again in Megillah, says, afilu la'acha shecharvu, even after a shul has been destroyed, and you could take a look throughout the country, many communities moved, and there still are shuls, the halacha is, even b'churbanim, even during their destruction, adayin hein b'kedushasan, they still have sanctity. And the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Gemara, says that the reason is because the pasuk says, v'hashimosias mikdashchem, I will destroy your mikdash. L'horos lanu, the pshat in the pasuk, the kedoshim hem af k'shein shomimim, they're considered to be holy even when they're destroyed. And therefore you can't even act inappropriately. You shouldn't act in a way that does not befitting of a beis hakneses even when it's destroyed. Thus we've seen six halachas that show the similarity between our bate knesios, our shuls, and the beis hamikdash, because it's a mikdash mat, the way they're built, and the way they shouldn't be destroyed, and the way they're established and set up with the Aron, with the Bima, with Ezra's Nashim. Treating a shul properly and acting in a shul accordingly has to be seen in a bigger light that it's a mikdash ma'at. But it doesn't stop there. There's another step. And the Ramban Nachmanides, in a very well-known passage, but in a statement that's often not known or overlooked, says that there's a reason for a shul. Because the purpose of this world, says the Ramban, is that every human being should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and should be able to proclaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our master and the master of the universe and teach this to all of mankind. And then says the Ramban, V'kavanos bate knesios, the purpose of shul, uschus tfilah sarabim, the merit of tfilah betzibur, shulabnei adam makom yiskaptu, there should be a place for Jews to gather. V'yodu la'el shibaram, to acknowledge that God created us. V'himtziyam, and placed us in this world. V'yifarsu, and we should glorify and share this and publicize this. V'yomru lafanech, and we should say in front of HaKadosh Baruch, we enter the shul as a tzibur briyosech anachnu, we are your creations. We enter the shul as a community, as a tzibur, as a group, to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're coming together to sanctify, to glorify, Yiskadeh v'Yiskadeh Shemeira, to tell the whole world, B'yosech Arnachna, we are your creations. And that's what we're doing in Shul, and the Ramban says this again in Parshas Emor, on the Pasuk Mikra Kodesh, that the reason for Tfilos on Yom Tov is that we gather together as a community, as a kohol, as a tzibur. In the Beis Elokim, in the Beis HaKnesses, he says, after Churban HaBayis, after there's no longer Aliyah L'Regel, and to get together into assembly, and to say, B'riyosech Anachnu, we are your creations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're coming together. And that's what a shul is. A shul is a mikdash ma'at. It's a mishkan Hashem. It's a base am. It's a place where we could connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the gullus in a different way than we can anywhere else and exclaim, B'riyosech Anachnu, we are your creations. That's what a shul is. And it's been haunting me these past months as we haven't been able to be in shul. The well-known Mishnah Mesechah Sukkah Dav Chavches, that when we build a sukkah, and it rains on Sukkot, and we're unable to be in the sukkah. The Mishnah says, "Mashlo le'evet shebalim shoch kos yayin l'rabo." When a servant comes to pour a cup of wine for his master, and the master takes kiton shal mayim v'shafcho al panav, and takes a glass of water and throws it on the servant's face. What a painful thing. All the servant is trying to do is to give his master a cup of wine, and instead the master takes a glass of water and throws it back at him. What about our shuls? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a shul to sit, to proclaim that we are your children. We have a shul to get close to you, to have Shechina. And just like when it rains on Yom Tov on Sukkot, so we cry and we're sad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to us for a quarter of a year, 12 weeks, 3 months, you can't come into my shul. It's not open. The shuls are closed, they're on lockdown, they're quarantined. They're closed off. The Shekhinah, the presence, has been waiting for us to enter, but Hashem says, you can't. You can't come. And now we have to return to our shuls different and treat our Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, Beis Am, and our places of gathering not like we used to. The shul is not a Y, it's not a community center, it's not a rec center. It's a mikdash mat, like Yecheskel says. We have to treat it with enormous kedusha, tremendous sanctity. It's built that way and it has to be used that way. And now is our opportunity to press the start button and to say, HaKadosh Baruch, we're going back to the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. We're going back to the first shul of Shaf V'Yosef, and we're re-understanding and we're revisiting and we're reviewing what is a shul. It's a makom mikdash mat, it's a makom hashchina. And that's where we want to come together as a group, as a unit, as an assembly, as a klal, as a tzibur, and say, Briosecha Nachru, we are yours. There are, I think, three things that we need to consider as we return to shul. Number one is, as the Mechaber says, how do we act in shul? Kedusha space HaMekdash and Kedusha space HaKnesses, sanctity. As the Mechaber says, and I quote, Ein Behem Kalas Rosh, we can't act lightheaded. No schok, no laughter, no hitul, no acting inappropriately. Sicha betela, idle chatter. We come to shul to enjoy each other's company, absolutely. But when we're in shul, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, when we're in shul, 7:15 and 8:45, when we're in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, those special, precious moments, minutes, and hours have to be focused and have to be expressing Briosecha Anachnu. We're speaking to Melech Malchei, Hamlacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a stira. It's a conflict to be talking to somebody else and not on our phone and not texting and not reading the updated news. It doesn't make sense. It's not fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you my Shechina. It's here in the Beis HaKnesses in Bavel. It's here in the diaspora, wherever you are. I'm giving of myself to you. I've been mitzamtzei myself. I've been quarantined myself, my Shechina, inside of the Beis HaKnesses and Beis Medrash. Don't you want to spend time with me? What are we doing? We're taking our time to go to shul. Let's use the moments that we have when we're davening to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. Number two, we have to consider before we enter shul, Hikom Likra Selokecha Yisrael. Let's contemplate, consider, and think. Before we enter shul, where are we entering? How are we dressing? Do we dress differently on Yom Tov and on Shabbos when we come to shul and during the week when we come to shul? We don't dress the same way the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash as we do outside. We have to realize it's not an ordinary place. When we enter the Beis HaMikdash, we wouldn't dress the same way we did when we were working our fields. And we can't dress the same way when we enter the Beis HaKnesses because it's different. It's a makom mikdash. There's more mishkan and more mikdash in the Beis HaKnesses at Din D'Oraisa. The smack, the Iraim, the smag, the Chafetz Chaim. It's a special place. It's a holy place. It's our place. It's a shul. It's a Beis Am. It's the Shechina. It's the Mikdash Ma'at. And a third thing we have to consider is for 3 months we've been missing Yehi Shmei Rabba. We've been missing Kaddish and Kedusha. We've been missing Kriya Sator and Chazaras Hashatz. We're re-entering the Dvarim Shepi Kedusha, the things that we've been missing to say without a quorum. Let's think before we say Yehei Shmei Rabba, like the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes, Kol Omer Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, Mikaren Lo Gzar Din, a Yehei Shmei Rabba tears apart the evil decree. Bekol Kocha, with strength, like Tosfos says. Bekol Kavana, like Rashi says. Let's say a Yehei Shmei Rabba like we're supposed to. Not just mumbling it, but really saying Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach Leolam Lo Meimah Hakadosh Baruch. Your name should be great forever and ever. We should hear it. We should understand it. Yiskadel Yiskadel Shmei Rabba. Your name should be great, glorified, forever and ever. Baruch Es Hashem Hamevorach Baruch Hashem Hamevorach Lo Meir Hashem. Your name should be blessed. Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzvakos. God, you are holy. We act like angels. Baruch Kavod Hashem in the Mekom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be with you. We want to glorify you. We want to sanctify you. We want to be mamlich you. Briosecha Nachnu. We are your creations. Kriyas HaTorah is a pattern after Maimed Har Sinai every time on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. We hear Kriyas HaTorah. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch was speaking to Moshe through the Baal Kriya, and we're listening as a tzibur. We've been missing Kriyas HaTorah since Parshas Kisisa. Who would have imagined such a thing? But we're going to come back and we're going to be different in Kriyas HaTorah. We're going to listen carefully to the words of the Torah, of the words of God, which emanated from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, Matan Torah over 3,000 years ago, and we're emulating that. We're reliving that experience. This is what a shul is. A shul is a mikdash ma'at. A shul is a place to say briosecha anachnu. It's a place to gather as a community. What I can't do on my own in my tefillah at home, somebody else can help me, says the Kuzri. I'm unable to concentrate by myself on the full Shmon Esrei, so there's a piece of Shmon Esrei that's missing. But when together as a tzibur, somebody else fills that in. I fill in what you're missing, you fill out what I'm missing. And thus the tefillah b'tzibur is henkel kabir lo yimas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never doesn't listen to the tefillah's rabbin, because it's all coming together collectively. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's boldik checks our tefillah b'yechidus. But when we're together, it overlooks a mistake. But as we're together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ah, listen to the tzibur, listen to the tfilos, listen to the zmiros, the sishbachos, the praises, the halalukas that they're giving me. They really understand briyosecha anachnu, they're acknowledging that I am their creator. And although some of you, many of you, are unable to return to shul, and that's okay for right now, and that's what you should be doing if you're unable to come. But we are your tzibur now. And we together have a minyan, which is representative of the community of the tzibur. And it's a simcha for all of us, and those who are unable to daven should keep on davening with kavana b'yachidus. But now that there's a tzibur that's being reconcentrated and reconstituted, let us be able to enter our shul whenever you are able to return, and to think through carefully what it means a Beis HaKnesses, what it means a Mikdash Ma'at, what is Mora Mikdash, what's Mora Shechina, what does it mean to say Briosech Anachnu Kavanas Batei Knesios, that's the purpose of a shul, says the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bon and Parshas Emor. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the strength to appreciate the gift, the privilege, to be able to return to shul. And we wait and we hope and we can't wait for everybody to come back together. And we're so sad that not everybody can come back. We really are. But this is a beginning and the first step. But let's appreciate the privilege that we have of a Beis HaKnesses, of a Beis HaMedrash. Let's use the opportunity that we have to daven and to pierce the Hashemayim and to knock on heaven's doors. And our first tefillah should be like a ne'ilah. And our first week should be like Tfilas Yom Kippur, the second week like Rosh Hashanah. And halavai, all the tefillah should be like Tfilas Elul. But what an opportunity that we have to be together again. And what an opportunity it is for the shul and for shuls across the country to come together and to start davening b'tzavsa, b'knishta, b'knesses Yisrael. Let's use this opportunity to appreciate the Beis HaKnesses, to understand what it means to daven b'tzibur, and to use the time wisely, and to now come closer, and to understand, Hikon Likras Elokecha, so we're coming to your sanctuary. We're coming to the Mikdash Ma'at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to connect with you. We're going to cleave to the Shechina. We're going to feel the presence in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash like we are now going to in the Beis HaKnesses if we prepare and appreciate, understand what exactly it is. I wish each and every single one of you a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos, a mazel tov to all of us on the opportunity to return to shul, and we can't wait to see everybody back together very soon. B'yachad, b'meheira v'yameinu, good Shabbos.